hour two of the Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. There are so many great events going on today. A lot of markets coming up in the next few weeks, but so many you could hit today. I want to give you guys a rundown while you could still get out there. And if you're out at one right now and you're having a great time, let us know. It is that time in the show where we open the phone lines. We welcome your questions, comments, thoughts, whatever. 651-641-1071 is our number. Shout out to our friend Tony, who listens from the countryside in France. And what? She heard us talking about the Olympics and said she's the count is on 90 days and she's going to be watching on TV because the opening ceremony tickets. Ooh, and I'm not good at the conversions, but she said they're going for £2,400 per ticket.
Pounds?
Oh, is so that she's pounds not- or what is that? What measure?
Front.
Oh yeah, there you go. There you go. Sorry, Tony.
Ooh, okay.
Wait, 2,400. Well, they francs. Don't. Yeah, that would be. Yeah, that's even more. That's like $2,600.
Oh, I'd watch on television too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Or euros? Is it euros?
No, oh, some euros. Places it's euros. Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Couple grand to go to those opening ceremonies.
And you
point.
Can, if you've got a nice television, you can get the same and, you know.
You can do it up. Yes. 651-641-1071 is our number. And if you want to send us an email, which we always love and do our best to get back to whenever throughout the week, you can go to the MyTalk app. So handy and easy to message us there or by going to MyTalk. talk1071.com and sending us a note on Instagram. I'm at Allie Shops and my mother is at Harmony Kaplan.
You remembered my name.
I got all the things.
Yep.
All
you sure did.
All the handles.
You sure did.
You know, it's funny. I know we have a lot of stories to get to, but I was in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday.
Yes.
And I had I'm very honored to be on the journalism board of visitors there, and every time we have a meeting, we usually like tour some new building or facility on campus. And yesterday, we got to see this new Listen to this. It's no longer recreation and sports. It's recreation and well-being.
Oh,
so it's the new Recreation and Well-being Center. It's the Bakke, it's called, and it's out at the end of campus. Mom, we're like, I don't even know if I ever took you over. It's like it was far. Never like past the Lakeshore dorms. If you know Madison, this building. I swear to God, I want to go back to school.
Really?
It is spectacular. And I just think about how we worked out in a... I was so glad to have a gym, but like, I don't think it had any windows, let alone any amenities.
The picture that you
goodness.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And like so well planned out to like, you know, the views of the lake and totally takes in nature. And it's like three levels. And then they have a napping pod room. Oh. Because they're concerned about students getting enough sleep.
They can't sleep
and
in their dorms.
There's, listen.
Okay. Yeah.
Fragile times.
Okay.
Fragile times. I mean, just all of the thought to well-being.
So wait, can students use this free of charge?
Totally.
Oh.
And outsiders can join at, or, you know, faculty can use it too. Although it was funny because I was talking to a couple of the professors that we were with and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You must love it here. And they're like, oh, we don't come here. Oh. I was like, why? This is nicer than any professional gym I've ever seen. And they're like, yeah, we don't like to work out next to students.
Oh, boy, you know what? I do understand that, though. Don't you remember? I remember, anyway. I had an English teacher in high school. Mm-hmm. Her name was Miss Callender. And I can still
so
remember.
Cute,
yes,
Miss Callender.
And I can remember being at a restaurant. And she came in with friends mm-hmm. and was sitting. This is when you could still smoke in restaurants.
Oh, my gosh.
She lit up a cigarette. And I was like,
shock.
Oh, my God.
Scandal.
Yes. So I can see, though, why... You know, there's, you want to have some kind of line
right
between the students and the professor.
Right, so right, right.
But it sounds like a lovely place.
I guess so. Hey, I just, while there's time, I don't want to wait until the end of the show to mention that, because we talked about it last week, Lab Minneapolis, their Spring Collective Market. This is the weekend. It's going on today.
Right.
It opened yesterday. If anyone was there, let us know what you thought. It goes on today until 3 p.m.
And that's right over by Lurcott and Guy Noy.
Exactly. How fun would that be? Go to lunch at, or go to, at this point, go to the market, because it's open until 3. So I would get over there and then maybe do
afterwards.
A lunch at Guy Noy. It's 1629 Hennepin Avenue, and there are like a dozen local businesses, artists and makers and entrepreneurs, plus cocktails and mocktails and snacks and from Guy Noy, and it just sounds like a ton of fun and some great brands, great to buy Mother's Day gifts.
Oh.
Hint.
Are you heading over there immediately after the show?
I just might do it.
Okay.
I just might. So that is going on today. Jonna Peliquin has a great list of events for this weekend. We like her blog. We'll put a link up for that. But there are a bunch of other. Amano is doing a Mother's Day pop-up at House Theory. That's a great brand. Ceramics, beautiful bowls, and really, that would be fun gift things. There was another one I was going to tell you about that was happening today. Oh, at the Arboretum.
Oh.
They're doing a spring market at the Arboretum today and tomorrow.
Oh.
That would be really fun. 60 artists and artisans. Yeah.
Goodness, there are a lot of talented
music
people around, you know?
And yeah, and just like music, and just another reason to go there. And it sounds like it'll be really fun. And it's set up at the picnic shelter area at the Arboretum.
Okay. So, yes. Well, there's a lot of places to go.
Yes, indeed.
excuse me. You know what's coming up soon?
What is?
The Met Gala.
Oh, when is it?
May 6th.
Okay. God, I'm so behind on getting my look together.
Well, you better work on it.
Yeah.
But okay, you know, as long as you said that, let's talk about the funniest part. The what's her name?
Anna Wintour?
No. Lauren Sanchez.
Oh.
Who is Jeff Bezos's
fiance?
Fiance, yes. Who showed up at the White House state dinner in a very inappropriate gown. So she has been invited to the Met Gala. You have to be invited. You don't just show up there.
Yeah.
So she is going to make her debut there, but it is her look that she is going to be wearing will be picked out by Anna Wintour herself.
Oh boy.
Which I just loved. She, the Vogue editor, will be dictating what Sanchez will wear when she walks up the steps of
And
the
is that being billed like it's an honor or like it's a, we better make sure that you look appropriate?
Well, what I love is it says Anna Wintour personally helping Sanchez with selecting her dress.
Yeah.
And adding that she was choosing between custom looks by Oscar de la Renta and two other designers. But I would say that probably this has a lot more to do with the fact that she doesn't want her showing up in.
Well, first of all, she could wear anything goes at the Met Gala. I mean, she could.
Well, no, you have to go along with the theme.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that would be a place to wear the kind of look. I mean, I think the only reason that people were judging was because it was the White House and she was in sort of a half their corset number that didn't seem very White House appropriate. But for a gala, there you go.
Zendaya will be there.
The theme, of course she will. The theme this year is Sleeping Beauties.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a Disney vibe? Like they were doing like a ball gown Cinderella type thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And the other thing that is interesting, though, is that while this is going on and plans for this, members of the Condé Nast Union, Condé Nast publishes
Vogue,
they're picketing in front of Anna Wintour's house. They've done similar things before. These are staffers across not only Vogue publication, but GQ and Vanity Fair and others. And they will be passing flyers out in the area surrounding her West Village apartment to bring attention to the fight for fair contracts against her and other executives of the company. And they had signs that said, Anna wears Prada, workers get nada.
Ooh.
So, yeah, well, you know, they're telling it like it is, I guess. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but you can watch the Met Gala on E, I believe it is. And also Vogue has their own channel.
Wow. Has he always done that? Have they always done a red carpet?
I don't know that it's, well, I don't know that you call it a red carpet, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I would.
Okay.
What else would you call it?
Well,
stairs.
Okay, as they're going up the stairs.
It's also going to be live streamed on Vogue's website
and
social media.
Right, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
And it begins at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So, and it'll air live on E starting at 6, so 5 o'clock here. And, you know, it is to the benefit of the costume. It benefits the Costume Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they raised over $22 million.
Wow.
So it's always kind of fun to see what they're all wearing.
J-Lo is one of
hosts this year, along with Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Zendaya is a host as well.
Yes, she is.
And Chris Hemsworth.
Yep.
So they will.
Good crew. But that's not this week. That's still a week away.
A week away. It's on
a
Monday.
From Monday.
May 6th.
Just so you can plan.
Well, yeah, you got to get your outfit.
You need some time. Yes. Okay. Yep. All right. We got to take a break. When we get back, time for the tech report.
That's Michael. He's in the middle of a massage at the YMCA. He says he's glad he found out he can add well-being services onto his Y membership, like acupuncture, meditation, and nutrition classes. And massage. Yeah, totally. So join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Hope you're having a great Saturday. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, otherwise known as the tech expert.
The internet is a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
Well, I'm going to start with a human interest story.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. It's a human interest story about how things can go wrong because of AI. I mean, this is, you know, it's a conundrum at this point. So there was a FIAD teacher and former athletic director of a Baltimore County high school.
Uh-huh.
And he has been arrested and charged with using an AI voice cloning service to frame the school's principal. Okay.
What?
So the police believe that he made a recording and it circulated on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposedly the principal. And it was the principal making racist and anti-Semitic comments.
Jeez.
And it was not real.
It was fake.
This was fake.
Someone set him up to try to get him in trouble.
Well, I'm telling you, the FIED teacher was arrested for doing this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the sound, they said, the police said, had a flat tone, unusually clean background sounds, and lack of consistent breathing sounds or pauses. And this is what made them suspicious. They traced the recording to the teachers, he was a former athletic director at the school, and his name was even mentioned in the clip. And he also allegedly used school computers to access OpenAI tools and Microsoft Bing chat services. And he was also linked to the audio's release via email address and a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know for sure which AI voice platform was used. But the police said it's believed that he was the athletic director at this high school and that he made the recordings to retaliate against the principal, who at the time was investigating if this teacher had mishandled school funds. So
isn't it crazy how people think they're going to get away with this?
Well, but I'm sure there are some that do. And over the past year, the interest in AI powered voice cloning has grown a lot. And as a result, there are a lot of people who have gotten in hot water. The political party of the former prime minister of Pakistan used a service called 11 Labs to do this kind of thing, to replicate his voice during a campaign. There were, if you remember, I spoke about it a few weeks ago, two Texas companies were linked to a fake robocall pretending to be President Biden,
right.
telling people not to vote. And there was the fake Drake, the singer Drake, somebody used AI to create a song, Heart on My Sleeve.
Yep.
So,
and it did pretty well.
So this is not, you know, a silly thing. It's something that is really a problem. And OpenAI decided in March to withhold its AI text-to-voice generation platform, Voice Engine, from public use. Because the service, you can use it for as little as getting a 15-minute audio clip, and it will give you the sounds that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a dangerous thing, and that's what I'm here to tell you about.
Okay, so what do you feel we should do?
Don't use it.
I see.
Okay? Just don't use it.
I see.
Okay. The 2024 iPad OS 18 will be released in June. But the exciting news is what will finally be on this iPad. Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
A calculator. They have never had a calculator on an iPad.
Come on. And there's no little app? There's no calculator app like there is on the phone? That's not possible.
Well, they have not done this. And they said that part of the reason that they have not is because Steve Jobs was a famous perfectionist, and he was never satisfied with designs, and so there was never a calculator. Now, what this is even going to do for anybody at this point, I don't know, but there will now be a calculator on the new iPad, which will come out probably in June.
Okay.
Target has added Aura to its online and in-store assortment. This is a partnership that they have with Target. The Aura Ring is a wearable health monitoring device. It measures heart rate.
That's sleep. Very, very popular.
Okay.
Trendy.
Well, it's available in Target stores and on the website. And you can have, if you're buying it in-store, you can even have it sized for you while you wait. And online customers can buy kits that will size it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, if you buy it online, you'll get a $10 gift card for future purposes, purchases, excuse me.
Or purposes,
Or purposes,
your
I guess it could be
your purpose.
Yeah. So they are also partnering with Best Buy. This has become a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Target said they're excited to be working with this brand, Aura, O-U-R-A, because many people, they say, including many women, are often overlooked when it comes to health products and services.
Yep. So I have many friends who've started wearing that. Just
are they good looking? I haven't really seen what they look like.
I mean, I've just seen people wearing a simple band.
But that would mean I couldn't wear all my other rings.
Well, you could. Most people wear it on their index finger.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a nice ring I wear on my index finger. Well, no,
no
I don't.
You
it's
don't.
On my, no, it's on my middle finger.
Okay. So you got a finger
I never
available.
Can tell my fingers apart. Okay. Then, you know, the Vision Pro. Apple's Vision Pro.
What now?
Well, it plans to cut back on their shipment from the expected 700 to 800,000 units to maybe just 400 to 450, according to an analyst. He says orders have been scaled back because
nobody wants it,
pretty much. And he said the demand in the U.S. seems to have fallen sharply beyond expectations.
Well, this is what you predicted.
And I did.
Yes.
I did. I said, who's going to want to wear those?
Mm-hmm.
So they are cutting back, and they don't think there will even be a new model of this till 2027.
Wow.
Because they've got to work
can't
to
win
improve
them all.
The efficiency and all that kind of thing.
All right.
Nobody wants it.
We'll be back right after this. Good report, Mom.
Thanks.
Well, did you realize that next weekend, April feels like it took about 2 seconds.
It did.
And next weekend is May.
Yep.
May the 4th be with you. And it is also the Kentucky Derby.
And my sister's birthday.
Yes, that too.
Yes.
you know, the Kentucky Derby, you know you're supposed to wear a hat, you know you're supposed to dress a certain way, but it's a little intimidating
yes.
if you don't do that on a regular basis. Do you have good advice?
Oh, goodness, no.
I think we need an actual expert.
We need an expert. Expert.
Time now for the shop girls to ask.
She really knows what she's talking about.
He knows everything. Everything.
An actual expert.
Hear that? We got an expert here.
Her name is literally synonymous with hat design in the Twin Cities. Karen Morris, who has her own millinery. I always say it wrong. Karen, forgive me. Karen makes great hats. I always struggle with that word. Why is it so hard to say?
I don't know.
Karen, why does it have to be such a big word for hat design?
Hello.
I apologize
quite
for
the
my
intro.
Daughter.
Seriously, though, where does the word come from?
Well, actually, this word comes from, it's long, I mean, for centuries, actually. Yeah, so millinery basically is talking about the ladies' hat makers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, please. I mean, I've just always been fascinated because the word does not like it doesn't necessarily make you think hat. It's, you know, but it's like you have
no,
to know that
it
that's,
does if you
yes.
know.
Yes.
And obviously
yes.
you don't.
I seriously don't. Okay, Karen, would you say that Kentucky Derby season, is this like the biggest time of the year for you?
Yes, this is always the busiest time for me. And a lot of my customer, locally and then nationally, they start ordering their custom-made hats from February.
Wow. Uh-oh. So we're already late.
Yeah.
Are we too late or is it still possible to get something in time?
So actually right now, if my customer just call me today and say, oh, I need a custom-made hat, then I would say it's late, okay?
Yeah.
But I have some ready-to-wear collection in my studio right now, and they can come in and choose it.
Yeah. Great. And next Saturday, will be doing an event that's happening at, it's happening at Canopy by Hilton in Minneapolis. It's the Winner's Circle Kentucky Derby Party. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on.
Yeah, so actually, this is my first time for me to host a Kentucky Derby party.
That's exciting.
And it's free. Actually, it's very stressed and exciting.
I'm sure.
Obviously, there's got to be stress involved.
Yeah. But I just thinking, well, you know, to be honest with you, I never been derby before. Even mm-hmm. I make hats for more than 10 years. And I think, well, you know, now I have a group of customers every year coming to buy a hat from me. And I'm thinking maybe it's a chance for me and my customer all together and enjoy the time, you know, of the year. And yeah, so that's why I decided to do it this year. And so at that day, I will work with my two teammate, Amy Seaman, a stylist, and David from Sip and Bloom. So they are going to do all the decoration for the site, and then Amy will help me to do produce a fashion show over there.
Oh, very nice. And I know that Grant Whitaker, our friend Grant Whitaker, and Madeline Nachbar, style editor from Minneapolis St. Paul, are judges. So what are they going to be judging?
So before the fashion show, we will have one session. It's the best hat and best outfit competition.
So the pressure is on. Okay. So tell us, because I know last year I went to a fashion show for the Kentucky Derby and I felt like so much pressure to get it right. And I'm like, I don't know. What are your rules or style tips for choosing the right hat?
Yeah. And do different people look better in different hats, different styles?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was studying in London for the millinery, and so my style is more classy, elegant type. So, so that's why I would say, you know, right now you can just more timeless, classy outfit. And then wear something like this hat, you know, a saucer hat or a big brim hat, you know, with Fred and Farrah, but not too much. I mean, I would say simple would be the best.
Simple, yeah.
Simple is best. Some of your designs, I mean, if people haven't been, we're talking to Karen Morris, who is an incredible hat designer. Her website is kmhats.com. And some of them, Karen, I mean, I don't, where do you even come up with the ideas? They're like works of art. They're so sculptural and floral and just, they're amazing.
Thank you. So actually, I mean, most of my inspiration, because I like to go to art gallery, and then I like to travel to get up some inspiration. And then one more thing is I like architecture. So, so that's why I like to, I don't like to use much flowers or feathers. I like to use the fabric to create the structure.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah. How
did you even become a hat designer? How did you go into this field?
Well, yeah. Well, I moved to Minnesota in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to any design school before. So when I grew up, I went to university, studied business.
Okay.
And then for, after school, so for 10 years, I do in the business field until I moved over in 2008. And because I don't have, I wasn't having any friends, family here. Especially I moved from Hong Kong, so it's a big difference between Hong Kong and here.
Yes,
sure. A little bit.
Yeah, that's so quickly I got in depression. So and then my husband just encouraged me, maybe you should find something to kill your time, you know. And yeah, luckily I saw the World Wedding, and then thinking, well, you know what? Maybe I can make my dreams come true because I always dream to be a fashion designer. So then I start self-taught. Yeah,
self-taught. So the Royal Wedding really inspired you.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so cool. And do you wear hats all the time?
No, actually.
Don't put her on the spot.
Right.
Well,
it's like the designers. I mean, it's like fashion designers who always dress in black or just wear t-shirts really, when they're making gorgeous dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to stay focused.
You'll be wearing one at the event, right?
I will. I will. Okay. I haven't thought about yet which hat I should wear. So.
Okay. Well, you
Karen,
got time.
I will put my. Yeah.
I do have a style question, though, because a couple of years ago, I was going to a Kentucky Derby event and I wore like a, you know, just like a larger, like, had like a round brim, like a floppy hat. And I was like, I don't know if that's really right. A lot of women were wearing more like the head pieces. Yeah, like fascinators. What is right? What is the right look for the Kentucky Derby?
There's no right or wrong look.
Yeah.
First of all, you feel comfy, okay? Yeah. And then, this is the most important. And then, no matter you wear the straw hat or some derby hat or big brim hat or fancy hat, it is suitable for the Kentucky Derby. And actually, from last 10 years, I make a lot of straw fedora hat for my client, and then I will put the icon in Kentucky Derby is red roses, so I will put the red roses over there on the hat, and then they just wear it for the derby. So I don't think there's any right or wrong look.
Okay, all right, good. I appreciate that. That's very helpful to know.
And here's my other question. All right, your clients who have you make these beautiful hats, other than the Kentucky Derby, do you know where do they wear them?
In Minnesota, that's a good question.
Yeah, so in Minnesota right now, I found that hats has become more popular.
Hmm.
A lot of wedding, they have a theme to have the guests to wear the hats.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this is one. And then the other one is in summer, a lot of people like to do a garden party. So they will wear the hats.
Oh, sure, for a garden party,
yeah.
It protects you and you look beautiful.
I love that idea, though, Karen, of doing like a hat that you might wear. You know, I mean, I think more people, especially out at a beach or a pool, are wearing hats just to protect their skin and everything. Of doing, and you do sell some of those that are more of a kind of a modern.
More practical.
Yeah, but then adding like a floral to it for the event. I love that idea.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Thank you. Yeah, so. Especially in Minnesota, we need more practical hats. So I do a lot of straw hat and also fabric hats for summer. Mm,
very nice. So people can log on right now to your website, kmhats.com, to get tickets to get set up for the event, which is next Saturday. It starts at 2 o'clock, 2 to 6 p.m. There are going to be drinks. Of course, there will be mint juleps, and there's going to be the runway show and the hat competition. And then
and
they've got to figure
auction too.
Yes. And then they've got to figure out their outfit. And Karen, is there any place that people could, other than the website, that they could shop your hat collection, the ready to wear ones, this week?
Yes, so actually there are two places selling my hats right now. One is the fitting room in 38th and Lindale.
Oh, nice.
And then the other one is, the other one is a Scarborough Fair shop in St. Paul.
Perfect. That's great. Okay, so people can go get their hats, be ready, and then have this really fun event next weekend. And of course, we should mention that the tickets, that it is a benefit for...
So this one is a part of charity event too. We are supporting this old horse. And because this old horse organization, they take care of all the retired horses or abandoned horses.
Oh, I love that. How perfect for the Kentucky Derby. Well, that's going to be a fun weekend. I'm sure you have your work cut out for you this week. Good luck getting ready. And thank you so much
for chatting
with us.
Have a great time.
Having me.
Absolutely. Come back anytime, Karen. Great to chat with you. Again, it's kmhats.com. Check it out. Get ready for the Derby. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this. Millinery is a hard word to say.
Only for you.
No, I've always struggled
millinery.
With it.
Why
Karen
is that?
Morris, millinery. Millinery.
Right? Not hard.
Okay,
that today.
Millinery. I've been practicing. I just want to mention, if you're just tuning in, we were talking to Karen Morris, an amazingly talented hat designer. She has a millinery. Karen Morris, millinery, here in the Twin Cities. She has an event next weekend that we were talking about. We'll put a link online. But also, if you're looking to buy a hat this week to wear to a Kentucky Derby party, whether it's her event or just in general, the two stores that we mentioned, we said them quickly, were the Fitting Room in Minneapolis, and Scarborough Fair in St. Paul. Yeah. And they're listed on her site. She's also had a couple of stores in New York and in Kentucky.
Oh,
surprise, surprise.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Yes.
Makes
Where
sense.
Where else would you have a millinery shop?
Millinery.
How did you say it?
Millinery?
I didn't even know what you were talking about.
A little dyslexia with that word. I just have trouble. What can I say? All right. Okay. KMHats.com once again.
Yeah,
okay. We had promised a little Hillary Swank moment.
Yeah,
so let's do that.
She has one-year-old twins. She's
really?
50. Yes.
Huh.
49 or 50. Yeah.
I don't know
and
that
so
much
she's,
about Hillary Swank in her private life.
Well, I've talked to her frequently.
Have you?
So, yes. She's very very into being conscious of the environment and making sure that we don't, you know, that we use sustainable brands. And she's always kind of worked on that. So she, on Earth Day, she announced... this conscious clothing brand called Yes And. It's all one word. They debuted their limited edition capsule collection in partnership with a styling subscription service called Daily Look. And they've got 8 little black dresses and cardigans, but these are all really versatile, high quality, organic cotton. And they are actually, they're doing this. What I thought was interesting is the collection, the average retail price is $90 and it's exclusively available on Daily Look. And if you're a subscriber, you can actually sign up for, to receive a curated box of sustainable wardrobe staples. And I don't hear about that much.
I'm sorry.
Anymore.
Were you familiar with Daily Look?
No,
I wasn't.
I
either.
Was not. Yeah. And I didn't even know there were many of these sort of subscription boxes around anymore. Hmm. But she is very, she's done her homework and thinks that they are a really good partner to have.
Okay.
And she is their, she's the brand ambassador and creative director of Eco Fashions, which they say is a greenhouse collective of sustainable brands. And so she said she spends most of her time in a robe nowadays with two 1-year-olds running around.
But the pieces seem very wearable.
Yes.
And yes.
Yeah, simple things that you can add, you know, a turtleneck to or change around. But,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Happy for Hillary and happy for us that we can shop that now. Today is a big day. You know what it is?
What is it?
Independent Bookstore Day.
Right. And, you know, we talked about a bookstore last week,
mm-hmm.
and I did not realize Minneapolis-St. Paul had a list of all of the local independent bookstores.
Yep, you can find it on mspmag.com.
I was shocked. I did not realize.
Shooked.
Really? Did you realize there were this many?
Well, I mean...
No, you didn't.
I mean, I know most of them. And I would say, I mean, that's what we were talking about, is that it actually feels like there are more opening, like Comma, which is a newer one. And
Wild Rumpus, we know.
Yes.
Uncle Hugo's Science Fiction mm-hmm. Bookstore.
Yep.
On 2716 East 31st Street.
Right. And Tropes and Trifles, which we talked about. Yeah. I mean, it's Subtext, wonderful to see.
Red Balloon, Eat My Words.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wonderful list. And today being Independent Bookstore Day.
It would be really fun to do a tour of these stores.
Yeah.
To commit to hitting. I mean, I don't know if you could hit them all in one day. Maybe you could try.
Well, if you don't look around a lot in them, but you're going to want to.
Yes.
So you might want to do it on
But it is.
One.
It's just so, so nice to see so many bookstores that are alive and well and more even opening. And I like that a lot of them are very, you know, have sort of a real focus and specialty, whether it's romance or science or whatever.
Yeah.
And then don't forget the granddaddy of them all in the Twin Cities, Majors and Quinn, especially
absolutely.
With Uptown so torn up. You know what? It's not that hard. I was there last weekend. I went to Kim's. It was so fun.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Oh.
But, you know, we parked right, you know, across the street from it. And you could go take a little walk, park down by the lake and walk up.
Sure. Now
and
with the weather being nicer and all.
Hit Majors and Quinn. Show them a little love, especially on Independent Bookstore Day. That would be a very nice gesture.
I know some people who that is their favorite bookstore.
It's wonderful.
You know, if you can always call and give a gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Too, because, you know, that's a wonderful place.
It would be
to
a very sad state of affairs to lose those sorts of bookstores.
Absolutely.
So you got to support them.
Yep.
You got to support them.
I agree with you.
Okay. Did you want to mention H&M, or should we do talk about some other events happening?
Well, it's up to you. You're the boss.
No, I'm really not.
Well, not really.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't know if we have time for it. We can save that one.
Right.
I would say happy birthday to the Golden Rule out in Excelsior. It's their 9th birthday.
Is it really?
Can't believe it's that long already.
Store.
It is. So, especially as the weather gets nicer, a day out in Excelsior shopping all the local stores would be a whole lot of fun.
That'd be fun.
There is a fashion show happening. Is it tonight? No, I'm sorry. It's tomorrow. So you have time. You could go buy a hat today. Maybe you could wear it. It's tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. It's St. Kate's annual catwalk. They do it with a K. See how they do that?
Of course.
You know, St. Kate's has a really vibrant fashion design program.
Yes, I know they do.
And it's their student designers. This is their capstone collection, sustainable designs, creative designs, and they show it all. They do this at O'Shaughnessy at St. Catherine University in St. Paul. Tickets are just $10 to $15, and it's tomorrow at 5 p.m. and at 7 p.m. That would be a fun thing to do. The Mishmash Market, I just like to say that.
Oh, the Mishmash Market.
Yeah,
like
Mishmash Market is happening at Bauhaus Brew Labs tomorrow. This is a pop-up market. Local vendors, they're doing art, plants, candles, and more. Everybody's doing it, but a fun way to spend a day, have a beer, hang out, and do a little local shopping. That is tomorrow from 11 to 4.
And we, next week, hope that you'll come and see us. We will be at Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Yes, indeed.
Broadcasting before the matinee performance of Beautiful.
Yeah.
We could sing a few bars for you so you can get in the mood.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is.
But it would be, I mean, it's a great show.
Oh, it is.
And it would be, if you're going to the matinee, swing by and say hi.
Yeah,
or even if you're not.
Yeah, come and see us first.
Yes, that's going to be a ton of fun. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you out in Chanhassen next Saturday.